Okay. Hello, and welcome to the North Boroughs Beat, the podcast that features the people, businesses, and events of Pittsburgh's North Boroughs. My name is Judy Pastor, and I'm your host. It is April 4th, and today is the Pirates' home opener, complete with the threat of snow and hail. Happy spring. And spring in the North Boroughs means that the community theater players will return to their home stage at the Community Presbyterian Church of Ben Avon. So here to tell us more today is Hannah Eiler Dearborn. Welcome, Hannah.
Thanks, Judy. It's good to be back.
Oh, thanks. Well, this is your second time on the North Boroughs Beat. So could you please reintroduce yourself and tell us about your role with the community theater players?
Of course. As you mentioned, my name's Hannah. I have been working with community theater players. I was first cast in one of their shows, I believe it was 2018, their fall play in 2018, and I have worked pretty consistently with them ever mm-hmm. since. I joined their board of directors back in 2020, and since then have, appeared on stage and, behind the scenes, whether that's directing or just, assisting in some other capacity.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great. Well, just a little bit of information. The community theater players of, they used to say of Ben Avon, but mm-hmm. now it's community theater players. And we might say CTP as
yeah,
a...
Yeah, CTP, Ben Avon, I interchange them as well. So.
Okay, yes, because it's a mouthful.
Yeah, it certainly is.
Okay, so CTP was founded in 1989 by Brent Dugan, who was the pastor of the Community Presbyterian Church of Ben Avon, mm-hmm. and some other interested people in the area. And its first production was The Mouse That Roared, and it's been going ever since. So the last time you were on the podcast was the fall of 2022. So we talked about the production called Southern Fried Funeral. That show was hilarious, and it had a surprise ending. And maybe could you describe it a little bit?
Oh, yeah. So Southern Fried Funeral is the story of a family who has just suffered a tremendous loss, a loss of the patriarch of their family. I know, Judy just said that it was hilarious, and my description of it sounds completely not hilarious, but, it's combined with, a lot of, family feud type things, interesting characters, and yeah, a surprise ending that, makes everybody feel good. It's a feel-good show for sure.
It was, despite the title of the show.
Right, yes, despite the title.
Okay, so now we have a new show, and it's called Will. So I have no idea what this show is about, so maybe you can tell us about it.
Of course. So Will is a one act, and it follows one woman's life from the time that she is 8 years old up until she is 70 years old. And it's told through seven actors, all playing a different age for this one person. Mm-hmm. We examine, her life, as an eight-year-old who just, recently, pushed her, childhood crush off the swing sets and the playground, all the way up to her as a 70-year-old woman who is, writing her will and thinking about what she'll leave behind to her children.
Okay, well, that makes more sense now. Mm-hmm. So how did you come to choose this show?
So I ended up reading this show quite some time ago. I think I read it, was like more than a year ago, and we had thought about doing it for the fall of last year, and then we decided that it might be better suited for the spring since it's a one act. We had originally thought that maybe we'd put it up in March for Women's History Month, and then, mm-hmm. Time just gets away from you. There's a lot of things going on in March, and April is our typical time to do with a spring show anyway. Mm-hmm. But I read this play, and I put it out for the rest of the board, and everybody else seemed to really enjoy it. One of the things that I enjoy about it is it reminds me of some of the other plays that I really, really enjoy, notably like Edward Albee's Three Tall Women, which mm-hmm. kind of does the same thing, only it's only three women, and, it's a little bit more risque. We probably wouldn't be able to get away with doing it in this setting. Plus, this one is really cool because it does incorporate a lot more women in the mix.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great. And so can you tell us about the cast members?
Yes, of course. So there are a lot of returning faces, a lot of folks who are on our board who you may remember from Southern Fried Funeral as well as some of our other productions. But it also introduces some new folks who this is the very first time that they are working with us. We have about three women who have never worked with us before,
oh,
and we're really
wonderful.
Excited to get them into the fold. Yes.
Oh, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Well, are there any? Is it just the women or are there... that play this one, the main character, or are there any other auxiliary characters?
So there are no auxiliary characters in the sense that somebody is actually playing them, but mm-hmm. you get to know the important people in this woman's life through their storytelling, whether that's
okay.
her husband or her children, mm-hmm. you know, her high school sweetheart. And, you know, there are figures that you kind of get to know with each scene as each scene progresses.
Oh, interesting. Has this been performed off Broadway, or is it mostly community theaters that perform it?
So it's mostly community theaters and high school and middle school theaters.
Okay.
One of the things that's interesting about this play is that it was written, and it's, you know, it's in the script. It says that, you know, it's typically done as a reading. All of the, you know, other performances I've seen of it, you know, it's, you know, just everybody sitting, you know, at a, you know, with the little music stands in front of them, mm-hmm. and they stand up when it's their turn to speak. And we absolutely could do it that way. But I wanted to bring a little bit more to it. So we have a lot more movement, a lot more blocking. You know, we are incorporating, you know, different costume pieces to symbolize the time and the age.
Mm-hmm.
The women who are in this play, you know, I don't have 8-year-olds in the play. They're all adult women who are.
Okay,
so we
I was
are,
wondering about that.
So we are, you know, playing with age a little bit with costumes, mm-hmm. pieces. And yeah, we have some fantastic backdrops that some of our board members are working on to mm-hmm. just bring it to life a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. And where is the scene? Where does this person live?
So this person, we've determined as a cast, because one of the fun things about this play and working on this play is that unlike most plays where everybody has their own character and you kind of do your own character work, mm-hmm. they're all playing the same woman. So mm-hmm. it's important that we're all on the same page and we all know what happened to her and what all the given circumstances are. And, you know, if the person who's playing 16 believes that this happened when she was 14, well, then the person who's 21 needs to know what happened when she was 14.
Okay.
So we decided that she lives in upstate New York.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And is it linear, or does the time jump around?
It does jump around. You'll find that with each scene, there is a focus on a particular age, and then that person kind of, you know, drifts away. But you'll find that there are layers where, you know, all of the characters are speaking from their perspective of their age at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So it might be, you know, it's the 8-year-old on the playground. It's, you know, the 30-year-old who is a new mom. There's mm-hmm. the, you know, college student who, you know, is, you know, recently engaged, and they're all kind of speaking from
mm-hmm.
their own perspective.
Mm-hmm. Oh, interesting. Well, I'm looking forward to it now. So when will the production be?
Yes, so our production goes up on April 18th. It'll be April 18th and 19th at 7:30. Mm-hmm. at the Community Presbyterian Church in Ben Avon. And then we are also doing a matinee at 2:00 on Saturday, April 20th. Same place.
Okay. And so it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, interesting. And so this is, I hear it's free admission.
That is correct. So this is free admission. You don't have to worry about calling to reserve tickets. You know, we should have enough seats for anybody who's walking in.
Mm-hmm.
There will be desserts.
Wow.
Served, so free show, free desserts. You know,
Jeez.
Donations are welcome. We're also going to be having a costume sale. We're cleaning out our closet, so to speak, with a minimum $1 donation. You can take what you want.
Costume sale.
Yeah,
oh,
so
gosh.
bring your cash if you're looking to donate and or you know, purchase some costume pieces.
Do you have any idea what is some strange costume that you might have?
We have a ton of hats and gloves, a bunch of, you know, dresses, a lot of stuff that's, you know, kind of vintage. So I'm sure there will be a lot of interest in some of the things that we have.
Okay, well, mm-hmm. that is totally cool.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So, oh, good. And so you don't have to get tickets. Is there anything else that you'd like to add about the show, or it sounds like really like it's going to be a lot of fun?
Yeah, I don't really, excuse me, I don't really have anything to add. It is going to be a lot of fun. I just, you know, hope that our audiences take from it, you know, how I feel about it, which is, you know, it's a fun and reflective play. It's a little bit different than Southern Fried Funeral because, you know, it's not big comedy. There are comedic moments, but it's more poignant. And I don't know, for me, it makes me think about who I was when I was younger and who I may be as I get older, you know, God willing. Mm-hmm. So...
Yeah, and you've got a lot of living in front of you. So you're,
yes.
That's wonderful. Well, that's very cool. And so what? Anything else coming up for community theater players? I know there's usually a play in the fall. Have they decided what it will be?
We have not made an official decision on that yet, but we have one that's kind of in the pipeline that we just need to get, you know, official clarification on before we make any kind of formal announcement, you know, make sure we get the rights to the play and that, you know, it's going to be feasible. But, you know, we have a play in mind. We have a director lined up. And yeah, that's probably going to be coming around sometime in October, as normal. So.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. That's great. Well, with that, so I'll put the information in the show notes and also the website for the community theater players, so you can get all the information there. But the good thing is, you don't have to buy a ticket. You don't have to do a reservation. Just come here at 7.
Yeah, doors will open at 7. The show will go up at 7:30. Same thing with the Saturday show. The doors will open at 1:30, and the show will go up at 2.
Oh, okay. Excellent. And for anyone that doesn't know where this is, and we are at the Community Presbyterian Church of Ben Avon right now, but it's on Church Avenue in Ben Avon, and it's almost all the way to Emsworth, but not quite. Mm-hmm. So it's 7501 Church Avenue, and we have a nice large parking lot, so you don't have to worry about parking. And I think it will be really fun. I'm looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to everyone seeing it as well. I think it's going to be memorable. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, it's so nice. That's the one thing that's so nice, to have a theater group in the community.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah, and it, you know, it draws from all over, not just Ben Avon. It doesn't. That's why you dropped the of Ben Avon. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, like, it's, you know, we've been community theater players, and then, you know, for, you know, clarity's sake, we add in the Ben Avon, but, you know, for shortening's sake, you know, it's community theater players, or CTP for short, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Well, thank you for coming on the podcast. I think this will be fun, and I'm looking forward to it, and who knows, I might get my Halloween costume.
Oh, right, yes. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for having me on again, and I look forward to seeing you at the show.
Oh, great. Okay, well, it's always a pleasure to have you on. And listeners, thanks for listening to the Northboroughs Beat. I also want to thank Susan Schneider for hosting the last 3 episodes of the show. If you missed them, Suzanne did a great job talking with the Salvation Army, LAMP, which stands for Library of Accessible Materials for Pennsylvania, and Christopher's Kitchen. I would also like to plug the Avonworth Historical Society. We are going to be having a lecture on Tuesday, April 9th at Anchor and Anvil at 7 o'clock. And Rob Dunbar, who is a former resident of Ben Avon Heights, will talk about Avonworth area casualties of war. And so it does seem somber, but he's going to have some good stories. So this free event will start at 7 p.m. at Anchor and Anvil. So have a good weekend and enjoy Pittsburgh's version of spring.